Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I'm so excited to be in this. Of course, Hebrews, I've been talking to a couple of preachers. As a matter of fact, Doug knows Chester Lohman. Talked to him this week about Hebrews and some other things. He lives up in Missouri, the Show Me State. A wonderful man of God, and we've been talking about some things. Anyway, I told him this week I'm really excited about our study. Not that I'm not every week. There's something rich. But in Hebrews chapter number 3, I want to read verses 7 through 19, if I can, before I tell you what. Let's go to the verse number 11 this morning. For anyway, I got 2 pages of notes here. When we read, beginning verse number 7, Hebrews chapter number 3. Remember when we begin our study, the Apostle Paul wrote to the Hebrew believers, the Christians, and gave them 5 exhortations or warnings. Remember that? We already looked at one of them, and that was in Hebrews chapter number 2. Verses 1 through 4, and that was a danger from drifting from the Word of God. Remember, there are 5 of these. We're now in Hebrews chapter number 3. The section that we're going to be in is danger from doubting His Word. And we're going to see in these verses, people that these were believers, by the way, that we're going to be talking about this morning. Not unbelievers, but believers who doubted God's Word. Unbelief. So this is that, there's other exhortations of warnings as we go through the book of Hebrews. There's a danger from drifting, danger from doubting, the danger from departing, the danger from despising, and then the last one, danger from denying. And each one, they get farther and farther and farther away from God. So I tell you what, let me just read, beginning verse number 7. We'll read through this chapter, verse number 19, and I'll do it without comment, I promise. Without stopping. Okay, for our visitors, it's hard for me to stop. Okay, here we go. Verse number 7. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they could not enter in because of their unbelief. Unbelief. He's talking about believers. Let me just again, just a sideline. You know what the only thing that keeps anybody from going to heaven is? Unbelief. It's not murder. It's not idolatry. It's not fornication. All these things that happened with the people in Israel in the wilderness, there was idolatry. Remember about the calf coming out and of that fire and Moses and Aaron and Moses came down from the mount. Aaron, what did you do? I don't know. This calf just kind of jumped out of the fire. Paraphrasing, you know. The fornication. Remember, he came down from the mountain and they had all, God had given Moses the 10 commandments. And he'd come down from the mountain. They'd already broke every one of them while he was up on that mountain. But that didn't keep them out of the wilderness and God's rest. It was an 11-day journey. They could have got from crossing the sea into Canaan. It was only 11 days, but they were going in circles for 40 years. Can you imagine 40 years? 11, how they would walk around and, wasn't we just here? We buried Uncle Joe right there. I don't know. I'm just being facetious, but you get the point. 11 days, and they wandered for 40 years. By the way, God did provide for them for 40 years. I won't get into it this morning, but I mean, amazing. He provided them water. He provided them manna from heaven. He provided them quail so much that they were sick of it, the meat, and he provided them shoes. Now, I ain't talking about Walmart or Payless Shoe Store. They had a pair of shoes they never wore out. 40 years, God took care of them. The only person I know, and so help me, he's the only one I know that has a pair of shoes over 40 years of old. He's had them for over 40 years, and that's Noel Gilbreth. He brags. He's a cheap dog anyway. He's probably watching. He still got the same pair of 40. Anybody got a pair of shoes older than 40 years? See, y'all are rich. Y'all can go out and buy new shoes. He didn't. He just keeps those same shoes. But anyway, the point is God took care of these people. But yet they didn't enter into the rest, into Canaan, because of their unbelief. And we're going to get into that. Look in verse number 7. We'll begin there. Wherefore, and we talked about the word wherefore and therefore, and it's a continuation of what was previously said. As the Holy Ghost saith. Now, before we go any farther, notice the tense, T-E-N-S-E, of the word saith. It's in present tense. It's not as the Holy Ghost said, pointing back 1,000, 1,500 years ago. But the thought is, he's still telling us this. Are you following? As the Holy Ghost saith. What applied to those Hebrew people in the wilderness applied to the Hebrew believers when Paul was writing this, you know, in AD 60, whatever the date was, he wrote the book of Hebrews. It applies to us today. That's the thought. As the Holy Ghost saith. Now, it's for us today. It's an ever-present message to God's people and succeeding generations. On and on it continues on as the Holy Ghost saith. And I just want you to notice, I'm a King James Bible fellow. Amen. Amen, preacher. Okay, in your Bible, if it does not have the word Holy Ghost in it, it has the Holy Spirit. I checked it out again this week. Every other translation, the New King James Version, the ASV, the NIV, the RSV, the ESV, and the whatever version you want to add to it, they all say Spirit, the Holy Spirit, every one of them. And these Bible translators would tell you, and some of these other guys who think they know it all, would tell you that this is mistranslated in the King James Bible, that it should be Holy Spirit and not Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you there's not one word wrong in God's Word. I believe all of God's Word is pure in the King James Bible. And I'll die believing that. Now, why? They'll say, well, then why is it, and this is for our new people, why then does it say sometime Holy Spirit? And why Holy Ghost? Well, there's a reason for that. I looked it up again this week. The many times, I forget, I should have wrote the number down. The number of times it says Holy Ghost. It's numerous. I won't say 89 times, 90. It's a lot of times where it says Holy Ghost. Many times less does it say Spirit or Holy Spirit. It's in the teens. It's not a lot as compared to the Holy Ghost. Well, so then why did everybody now, the new versions, put Holy Spirit instead of the Holy Ghost? Well, they've got it all wrong. King James Bible got it right.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.